out-of-cycle update. Fake news, you're fake news. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're trying to get a fake story.
CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. A bunch of fake news apparently spinning around social media. People pissed off in droves to the degree I've not seen since Cytochain's, quote, rug pull pancake swap. If you're not familiar with all these chains and all this sketchy business that happens with the blockchains, what I'm going to describe is going to kind of go over your head, and I apologize. Unfortunately, these jokers are trying to be slick with it, as Zab Judah would say, and as a result, they confused a lot of people, naive people, and a lot of people got so-called wrecked off the business. Here's what happened. There's a chain called Hedera, H-E-D-E-R-A. Hedera is backed by some real big players. We're talking mainstream people are behind this chain. So it had some credibility by way of the big players that are part of it. The problem is that people were kind of skeptical about the big players' intent because we believe that they don't have our best intentions at heart. We suspect there are some sketchy things going on. Yesterday, as I record this, the HBAR is the name of the token. It has a foundation behind this. The HBAR Foundation sent out a tweet, and the tweet made it seem as though BlackRock, you know, the big player that has all sorts of crazy amounts of cash coming out of its rear end, made it seem as though BlackRock itself had submitted on the Hedera chain to tokenize one of its money market funds. It says that to a degree. There's a little bit of CYA verbiage added to it, but when you read it, it gives the impression that BlackRock knowingly, willingly submitted their money market fund to be tokenized on the Hedera chain. That's how it reads. If you read a little bit further, it turns out there's more to it where it's kind of a bit of okie doke. Some analysis was done. The user's called the O Crypto Bro. His name's Chris O. And he was highly critical. He went back and forth, and then it got exposed what's really happening under the hood. Again, I will do the best I can to simplify the sketchy business that happened here. There's another organization. It's called Arcax or ArcaxX on Twitter. ArcaxX, essentially what they do is they're trying to turn assets that they manage, so they're like a custodian, into a tokenized asset that can be traded on certain blockchains, specifically Hedera in their case right now. So the analogy that Chris O, the O Crypto Bro, gave, I don't really agree with it because it's not really the same thing. He gave the analogy that it would be like if I took a photo of your Rolex watch and made it available for trades. Doesn't necessarily mean I have a partnership with Rolex. It just means I have a photo. But this is not really the same thing. I would argue this is not really the same thing. The best analogy to what I see in this, and anybody who can clarify further, because it's a nightmare shit show, frankly. CryptoTalk.fm, hit the contact form if you have any additional context. But the best analogy I can give for this business, as far as I can tell, let's take, I don't know, some company that shares are like $5 a share. Let's say you had a whole crap ton of money to the point that you could buy 50% of the shares of this organization or some significant amount of the open shares, you were able to buy them. You had enough to buy these shares. Let's assume that you, because you own the shares, so you are the owner of these shares. It's no longer that company. The company has given you this ownership stake. So it's yours. There's documents that say they are yours. It is yours. It's your ownership. And you're probably going to find somewhere in the documentation that says you're not allowed to sell or otherwise gift those shares to other people without the approval of the overseer of the share pool. But if let's say that you bought these shares, you have a lot of them, and you wanted to tokenize them yourself on a blockchain and then make them available in the open market, you're essentially selling them, which you're probably not allowed to do. That's what's being described here is allegedly, I've stressed that, allegedly, this organization, this ArcaxEX, has their own portion of the money market fund, and they've contributed it to Hedera so it can be tokenized and then made available to the blockchain. As I read it, that's essentially what happened. And I understand what conceptually it's talking about doing. It's not something where I would have jumped straight into it, personally. But because it was broadcast on social media, this triggered an immediate FOMO run. People started FOMOing into the HBAR token. It skyrocketed at a point, and then when Chris Crypto Bro came out and clarified, his clarification spread like wildfire. And BlackRock also chimed in and said, we have nothing to do with this, just to be clear, right? HBAR said, we didn't say BlackRock was part of it. And then this Arcax EX said, no, we are the ones that told them to announce this because it's true. We do have a tokenized money market fund that's a BlackRock fund. But the way the tweet's worded makes it seem like BlackRock is directly partnered with HBAR for the Hedera chain, which is why there was a pump. So then it craps because people realize it's not associated with BlackRock. Now it's gotten some mixed opinions. People are actually, some people are happy because they don't want the centralization. If it's all BlackRock, that's a centralized asset money market fund on a blockchain, and then people get into it, it basically centralizes everything that's going on there. Other people are pissed off because they expected to have, they suspected it was going to have significant price positive. So they FOMOed into it, expecting to make a mint off of the decision, thinking that it's a mainstream partnership. So neither side was really happy in what ended up, and that's why it crapped, went down, I want to say 30, 40% crapped this token because of this whole fiasco. I don't know if anybody listening has the HBAR token, is in the Hedera ecosystem. I was at a point in the past and I stopped because I didn't see significant movement that was appealing to me. But I'm sharing this in case there are some people who are in it or considering being in it. If you're watching the price, wondering what the hell is going on, apparently that's what's caused this major crap, is this untimely, not well thought out tweet from the HBAR Foundation making it appear as though there was an allegiance with BlackRock when there's not. This is simply a third party organization who used their own asset fund store and they tried to tokenize it on Hedera. But the problem is they used BlackRock's name, which gave the impression that BlackRock was the one doing it. That's what threw people off. And people are new. They don't understand all this linkage, and it wasn't transparent. These are not BlackRock's, doing. These are our doing. They happen to be money market, funds that are provided via BlackRock at some level, but we're the ones that ultimately are behind it. We're the throat to choke. Even imagery that they shared has BlackRock's logo on there. I don't know what the legality is of that. BlackRock didn't seem to care other than saying, we ain't got nothing to do with this. So be careful out there. It's sketchy business. Please be careful out there. But if you're watching Hedera, that's why it crapped, apparently, is because of this very untimely, misleading tweet.